now received reports of these buses on fire on the highway. We have asked Bronwyn Dijkbeyer to join us again. She's the spokesperson for Golden Arrow. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. What on earth is going on, Bronwyn?
Oh, and good morning to our listeners. Mm-hmm. We are absolutely shocked and devastated. I can confirm that three of our buses were set alight this morning. One of them we managed to get out of the area, but the other two were gutted. Obviously, each bus costs about $2.4 million, but we are not so much concerned about the cost as we are about the fact that public transport has to be able to operate safely. People need to be able to get to work, especially in our current situation with the pandemic. And we can't carry on like this. We can't, people don't know that we have officials on the ground 24 hours a day trying to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen. And we can't replace the role that SAPS really has to play.
For sure. Do you have any indication as to the motivation for them being set alight?
We never know. It seems to be linked to the service delivery protests. But we never know. These people are never caught. And we have to deal with the fallout. Our drivers are in shock. Our passengers are in shock. We have to make sure that our passengers are safely transferred. People can't get to their buses. We have to operate from the outskirts of areas. It's just not acceptable.
In this instance, were any drivers or passengers harmed?
Fortunately, no. Our drivers are obviously in shock. We managed to get the passengers transferred. There were only passengers on one of the buses. We managed to get them transferred safely. Okay. But like I said, it just can't carry on like this.
It can't. I mean, the lawlessness is obviously out of control and it's unsustainable. Was it a coordinated attack insofar as two were under and another on top of the same bridge?
It looks like it was so weird. It looks like it was obviously the same perpetrators. And the thing that's so terrifying is, like I said, we've got people on the ground 24 hours a day, and people don't know how much diverting we actually do, how much we move our buses around as far as possible. But, these things happen so quickly and you just never know. And then you get what happened this morning.
What does SAPS normally tell you in these circumstances when you report this and try to prevent it from happening again?
Obviously, they say the usual, which is that they are investigating. But like I said, these people are very rarely brought to book, and it keeps happening. So this year alone, we've lost 6 buses. That's actually a good number for us, which is crazy.
That's scary. And going forward, I mean, when you say you transferred the passengers that were on the particular one of the buses that was burned, are you quickly able to sort of send out a replacement bus? And how long can that go on?
It can take quite a while. It depends on whether we can get safely into the area. So how those two buses got set alight is that they were actually trapped in bumper-to-bumper traffic, so they couldn't go anywhere. So luckily we were able to get one of our inspectors who was in the area to move out the bus that was salvageable and to assist us with moving the passengers. But passengers shouldn't have to be, transferred to safety when they're just trying to travel to work.
Absolutely. On that note, going forward, if I'm a bus user, what should I do now?
I think we just want to affirm to everybody that we are doing our very best. Like I said, we cannot take over the role of SAPS, but we are doing our absolute best. In terms of the Delft area, we are operating kind of from the outskirts, and we'll continue to do that until we get the all clear. I just want our passengers to know that we're doing our very best, but the situation, it's untenable.
It really is. Out of interest as well, with respect to potential motive, is it likely that there's some kind of territorial terrorism here from other operators of public transport?
We have no idea. Obviously, we need SAPS to get to the root of what is happening, but like I said, it never really does.
Wishing you well and strength, Bronwyn, particularly to your drivers who must, this is not something that they signed up for either. And of course, your passengers as well. Please do keep us posted and we'll follow up with the police as well.
We will do. Thank you so much, Rafael.
All right then. Bronwyn Dijkbeyer is the spokesperson for Golden Arrow Buses.